Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet.
Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.
It's the penultimate episode of That's So Hun. Can you believe we've been running for 11 weeks and haven't been cancelled? Electra, how do you feel
of
the
good
season in the last stretch?
Oh, number 11's my lucky number.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I just like it. Legs 11, do you know what I mean? Legs akimbo.
You're so Blackpool, aren't you?
I love Blackpool. We're going on that road again. I love a stick of rock.
That explains a lot. If you watched last week's episode, you'll know that Electra has got an obsession with Blackpool. And it kind of fits, really, which I think is a fitting.
What, with me? Yeah. I thought you meant with the guest. I was like, yeah, it does.
No. Well,
I'd say the guest is quite Blackpool.
Well, shall we ask the guest?
You can go fuck yourself.
Yes, please welcome to That's So Hun. It's the one and only Danny
Beard.
It's lovely in here.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Dunelm.
Yeah, I can tell.
Dunelm.
It's nice.
So, Danny, how have you been? How's summer been?
Summer's? Is it summer?
Yeah.
I live in Manchester. It's grey as fuck. The Huns would love it. Everything's crushed velvet grey in Manchester. It's going great, though.
Yeah.
I'm super chocker, which I love.
Yep.
I'm someone who loves to be busy, because when I have time off, I just become so lazy, and then I get a bit depressed, feeling like, you're being so lazy.
Do you ever get like guilty feelings when you've like been led on your sofa for 2 days straight, but you've been like gigging or up and down the country for like 10 days before, and then you have 2 days led on the sofa watching Loose Women? I literally get the guilt. So I'm like, oh my God, where's my life going?
It's a bit of that, but then it's also a bit of like, I feel like after one day, it's like, right, go and tackle the washing. Do you know what I mean? Go and put them, empty the dishwasher. Do you know what I mean?
Recycling out. Yeah. So tell us what's been going on over the summer. So you've got a tour coming up.
Yes, I have. So I'm going on a full UK theatre tour called Straight Expectations. With thanks to Charles Dickens. And we're finishing in London's West End in the Peacock Theatre, which is super exciting. But I'm hitting loads of cities on this tour. And it's me, my full five piece live band.
I've got a question to you about the tour. What does the Danny Beard tour rider look like? What's on the backstage?
If somebody
rider?
Else is paying for it, it's got everything on.
Go on.
And a kitchen sink.
It.
I like a vanilla bottle of vodka, Coke Zeroes.
Please tell me, do you drink vanilla vodka and Coke Zero?
Yes, darling.
Oh, I have literally just come onto this train.
It's the best drink.
It's blown my mind. It's like the best drink ever. It gives me a bit of antacid, though.
Yeah, but you know what? There's always a Rennie nearby. Yeah. I have Vocal Tea on there.
Yeah.
I have Vocal Zones on there because the thing is with the rider as well. Yeah. Do you find that? Well, you don't get
a rider. I am the rider.
You're the ride.
She's the ridden.
Not everyone always adheres to it all. Yeah. So I'm like, straight in the bag.
And you don't drink them at the gig? You just take
them
backstage?
I don't really drink much at the gig, no. But my bar at home is stopped.
So what? Party at yours after the tour's over.
Always. There's vanilla bottles of vodka coming at me. If I give you a vanilla bottle of vodka for a birthday or a Christmas, I have not fucking paid for it.
Happy birthday to all those who have got a vanilla bottle of vodka from Danny.
Hi, Mum.
So tell us about the tour then. What can people expect?
It is a very traditional drag cabaret show for today.
Yeah.
And this tour, we did a tour last year. We did Edinburgh Fringe last year, and we were like 5 stars. It was one of the best experiences, other than I'd say Drag Race ever, to like really grow as an artist and like grow as a comedian, a singer, all them things that we kind of roll into one as drag. I just say it's a really fucking good night out. Yeah. And this time, baby, we have got bangers. I've just come from 2 days of rehearsals with the band, And I was like, we need to spice this set list up. And I came in on yesterday morning. I was like, we're changing it. And the band are so good and so quick. And we do Sound of the Underground. But it's like, Scott, it opens with that bum, 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 bum.
Is that the
Seven Nation Army? Yeah. And then it's got that thing from Tarantino in that. And then that's mixed into it. And the band are all so
hot.
So hot, yeah. So good.
Your band is hot. Ryan.
Thank you. On guitar, he's gorgeous. Mm. And I love that my drummer is, I'm not going to say her age because she'll kill me, but an older lesbian. and they're all queer.
Yeah.
Or apart from Hayley, who does backing vocals, but if you give her,
we know Hayley.
If you give, you know Hayley.
I thought I saw Hayley the other day on your picture.
So Hayley does singing for us at the brunches. Yeah, and she's
amazing.
We worked together last week. Yeah,
was
at
it?
The BST.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. See, talent. Talent.
I always think that all nice people, and I'm putting us in that bracket, just, all nice people know the same nice people.
Yeah,
don't
I
they?
Think yeah. so yeah. too.
And all the dickheads know the dickheads.
Exactly. Yeah. Or they're trying to avoid the dickheads.
I just want to say you've got a powerhouse of a voice.
Oh, bless you.
It is like, it is there.
I love it. It's love singing, love showing off. I love making people have a good time. Of course, there's all the usual shades in it. There's some anecdotes about growing up gay in Liverpool.
I know that you've like come up from like the clubs and everything like that. So to see you doing so well now, I think is brilliant. Because this people think that it's like, oh God, you go on Drag Race and then you know your life changes. But I know you've done the Pontins back in
Baby.
The days. You've done the clubs back in the days.
It's 10-11 years in the making. And I feel so lucky for it now. And I think that's why I work so much now, and I love working and I love doing what I'm doing. And I also feel really lucky coming off from Drag Race and being able to work as kind of Daniel and Danny. Obviously, I call myself Danny Beard wherever I go, but, you know, like doing Radio 1 and presenting that out
That's
of drag.
Sick.
Like, stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I feel almost sometimes I'm kind of trying to peddle two careers at once, selling Danny and non-drag Danny.
You're also good at, like, uplifting other people as well, that I see. Like, you've commented on a few of my things. Like, I see you uplift people, which is lovely to say.
But I think, because I've done it for so many years, you do see people either get better or get bitter.
Yeah.
And if you're good at what you do, there's no need to be a bitter bitch. Do you know what I mean? You can. If somebody says, do you want to help me create this lineup? I'd love you to headline it. Yeah, here's five drag queens that I think you should book that are amazing that need that platform. Why wouldn't you? For me, that's a no-brainer. And I'm also just so good at everything. I can suck dick so good. I swim like a fish. I'm so big-headed. But I just think that is the way.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's, you know, like I say, we're all in this industry together in some way. And I think anybody, like, I'm like in my 40s, so like...
No.
Yeah, but like...
Well, I thought you were in your 50s.
You're a nasty bitch.
She'll be on a flight back to Turkey, babes.
Right, cancel the recording, get me booked in, Dr. Botox. I mean, it's one of those things where, like, if you looked at my life 10 years ago, I never expected to be, you know, full-time hunting, you know? Yeah. And it's one of those things that where you're like, if you know, if that can happen to you, it can happen to anybody out there. Yeah. So why not give people 100%. A bit of a platform and showcase people and so on and so forth.
I love that. I love it. And I love this industry. And it's not all what it's scratched up to be. There's so much. And people always go, oh, you're smashing it the minute you're doing this. And I have to be honest. If I'd have said 5 years ago, 10 years ago, look at what you're doing now, I'd say, I've made it.
Yeah.
But when you're living it, you never feel like you're making it. Because you see all the no's. You see all the, you were nearly in this big reality show. You nearly got this. Yeah. You're down to the final two. I still see all them no's. Yeah. So I still don't feel like I'm making it. Do you know what I mean?
The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing. And what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders? We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons, and limes. And we've got Strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think Strawberry will be stunning, Tropical the tastiest, or Zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.
Now listen, this podcast is called That's So Hun. And it's all about Hun culture. And I reckon you are solidified within Hun culture.
I love it.
Because you've had some iconic moments, which I want to talk about in a second. But I want to know, first and foremost, if an alien landed down from space tomorrow, how would you explain this whole Hun culture thing to them?
Fucking
it's so
we need another fucking 11 episodes of this podcast to tell them.
It's the spin-off show. It's like Footballers' Wives on ITV2.
How would I describe it? Listen, if it makes you fucking feel good, it's a little bit kitsch, it's a little bit tacky, but it's a little bit cool. It's probably Hun culture.
Oh my God, get that on a t-shirt and a mug. Get it trademarked. Get it.
Is that right?
I reckon so.
I think it's however you want to describe it, you know?
I think it needs to evoke an emotion.
Yeah.
And it's bringing back something from back in day, whenever that was for you. And I'm kind of wearing it, using it with pride now and thinking, actually, this was a part. I feel like 10 years ago, we'd have been like, ugh.
Yeah.
And look down or back on it or try and get rid of it. But do you know what I mean?
Exactly this. So my take on it is, and I obviously didn't invent Hun culture, but I literally love it and live, laugh, and love it every day, is that, do you remember what, I think the Kardashians have got, there was a time when the Kardashians took over and we were all just trying to be so perfect, but actually mm-hmm. we were all a bit messy and then mm-hmm. we were all trying to be perfect. And all the stuff that happened before the Kardashians, we're now celebrating in a different way.
Yeah.
And also I think it's one of those things where with people, you know, I literally can remember what happened in 2004 like that. Can't remember what happened last week, but it's because it was such a special time for us.
I think for
I mean?
Queers especially, yeah. because we started to notice the wags, the people that yeah. were coming up that actually were a bit like us in terms of, a lot of them were working class people
yeah.
that were all of a sudden thrust into a spotlight. So they had this kind of working class glam
yeah.
that we related yeah. to. And I think that's why we wanted to be. But then we also had Hilary Duff wearing absolute awful fashion that we all tried to do with the flared jeans and the awful belt.
Yes.
I love my studded belt. I remember going and buying a pair of skinny red jeans from Topshop yeah. that were women's. And my dad picked me up from the train station and he was running late. So I said I'd walk up this road in the Wirral where we lived. Sorry, we're not Woollyback, we are Scouse. But we did move to the Wirral. Another story, another podcast. And he saw me walking up the road in these red jeans and he screeched the car over and he's like, what the fuck have you got on? And I was like, Dad, it's fashion. He was like, that's not, don't get in this car if you're not going to. And he was like fucking fuming at me.
It's like getting in the taxi that, in it, the yeah. driver. Yeah.
When the Uber sees you in yeah. full drag.
Other pants are available.
We mentioned Liverpool last week on the podcast about, I think Liverpool and particularly the females and the glam of Liverpool is so Hun because Liverpool just goes for it on an occasion. And I mean, you know, there's sparkles, it's on over the top, there's pajamas at the shopping centre, there's hair rollers and everything like that. Were you in that sort of?
Not me personally. Yeah. I would have loved to have been yeah. when I was younger. I looked at those people and thought they were glam, but I don't think yeah. at that age I was confident enough to be like that. Yeah. Nowadays.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Mm. But I heard this saying years ago back home, and it was like, give a Scouse girl £20 for a night out yeah. and she will spend £19.99 yeah. on rollers, tan, a dress from Primark, some shoes and look $1 million yeah. and she'll have a drink bought for her all night because
yeah.
she looks $1 million yeah. and she'll make that £20 into, I'm adding to this, but you know what I mean? She'll make that £20 yeah. into whatever.
Scousers are my favourite type of people. I'm going to put them in this category. Right.
My
best friend, Lizzie, she's Scouse. When we were at college together, she bought some eyelashes online, a box of lashes.
Please see with a Nicola lash from Girls Aloud, because they were the best.
No, it was they were from China or somewhere. She bought them on eBay.
Did they come in a plastic thing or something?
Like that, yeah. She sold each one. She cost her £1. She sold each one. For a tenner.
She's a hustler, ladies and gentlemen, not a blind agent.
Now she's got properties all over the UK. Yeah. Yeah.
What, based off £1 lashes?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't blame
What's
her
name, P. Louise?
I have become obsessed with P. Louise.
She's a hon. The P. Rings,
listen,
love it.
The P. Louise thing, we need free podcasts about that. I'm obsessed with the warehouse in Stockport.
Babe,
have you been?
No, but I'm obsessed with that and I'm obsessed with the stories. And she's like, I'm really excited to be letting you know that I'm going to be now doing P. Louise drinks. And I'm like, she's got this beauty brand and now she's doing... Do you want to taste your favourite eyeshadow? No, but now I kind of do.
You can eat it. It's mad.
TikTokers, like, I watched one video and that's all it does is serve me P. Louise content. I'm literally I'm in a P. Louise dark hole that I love it.
And I'm obsessed. She even does these TikToks at Christmas where she's like, I'm going to go spend $5,000 on local kids. And then she goes B&M and she's got 10 trolleys in B&M. She's getting all the tat and she wraps it up and gives it to all the poor kids in her area.
But it's like a clone because all of the people who work for her, they've all got the same tone of voice. And it's like there's TikToks now taking the piss out of the P. Louise or celebrating. No, taking the piss is wrong. Celebrating the P. Louise tone of voice.
Taking the piss. Listen, we've got to be able to take the piss out of ourselves. This is one thing as drag queens. Yes. And that is what I love. And that's why I love my job. Taking the piss out yourself, life, anything that happens around you. If you can't, then what the fuck's life for living?
My ultimate take the piss moment that you did, and I will think about this for the rest of my life, is when you went on Lorraine.
and asked why Lorraine
wasn't there. Now, for context, we talk about hun culture on this. A massive part of hun culture is whether Lorraine Kelly is doing her own show. Now, if you know about this, you obviously know about it. But if you don't know about it, there's this like thing on Twitter where people are like, oh, Lorraine hasn't hosted her own show. And of course, the kids are grown up. So why is she having half terms off of the summer
holidays?
And
there's an account. Yeah, where is Lorraine?
Don't mention the name of the account.
Yeah. No, there's a separate one. I know which one you're talking about.
And it's like Lorraine Kelly has hosted X amount of shows and then a percentage. Just to be clear, I love Lorraine. Yeah. I love quiche Lorraine. I love any kind of fucking Lorraine you can get.
Lorraine Crosby.
Do you know who she is?
Who's she?
Who is she? He's showing his age.
No, I'll tell you who Lorraine Crosby is. Lorraine Crosby, randomly, is the woman who sang the vocals on Meat Loaf's Anything for Love.
I did know that! Yeah. And she wasn't in the music video, was she, poor cow?
But I don't know why she was the first. I used to work at Pontins, and that's why I know her.
Did you?
Yeah, Southport.
Anyway,
back to Lorraine. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and I just had to clear it up because I love Lorraine, and I also knew it was tongue in cheek.
Danielle, it's a bit of a laugh.
It was a bit of a laugh. It was tongue in cheek, and that's what it was supposed to be. Just a bit of tongue in cheek. And kind of went with it, but also, I've actually got the same manager as Lorraine.
Oh, have you?
So in the office, I think it was like, is Danny taking the piss or not? And like then my manager was like to Lorraine's manager in the office, no, it's fun. And anyway, Lorraine's okay with me. We have the same management.
This is the thing about hun culture. And I think what we do is we take something so like specific, so laser focused on something, and we can make it our own personality, our whole personality and lives. As an example, you know, that Willy Wonka thing. That Willy Wonka thing in Glasgow, for 3 days, I was consumed. It was all I could think about it. You know, I was obsessed with it. I wanted the deep cuts of it. I wanted the backstory.
I wanted the meet and greet with the Wonka. Yeah. What was she?
Yeah.
The Oompa Loompa.
But then what happens is that...
The Wonka!
Hang on, but that Oompa Loompa was doing club appearances. It's only the gay bars booking
her. I hope she's getting her coins.
Good for her.
She's... Vintage.
Good for her.
That's why I love about it. And this one internet joke of Lorraine not doing her show has become this whole sort of movement. And I love the fact that you were on there on the show. That was like, that's one of my.
Yeah. I love it so much.
Thank you. I loved it as well. I'm not going to lie. I had such a fucking telly boner after that.
Oh, I think I've got one now. Anyway, right. On the podcast every week, we find things from the past that we think have contributed to hun culture.
Perfect.
And they exist in our little Hunstery box over there, which looks like a. That's not the Hunstery box.
Oh, God, you've not got no knickers on that. Thank God that's out of the shot. What you can't see is. I don't even want to say what it is. It's like a duck and hoisin rat. Oh, it's nice though. Good for you, girly.
Where'd you get your box from? it's like Rachel Lester from X Factor. You know, people think like the gays celebrating and celebrating Rachel, but I literally love her. I want her to go in there. She was the ballsiest person in that whole audition process, and I'm not taking the piss out of Rachel Lester. I'd love to go for a drink with her. Genuinely, do you know what I mean? And I think people. don't understand that sometimes about the whole Hun culture thing.
Yeah.
That's why, like, Totally Scott Lee and Electric by Lisa Scott Lee will always be this iconic song to people who know.
Oh, I can't. Can I say it?
Go on.
I love Lisa Scott Lee.
Same.
I got a random message off Lisa Scott Lee in my DMs at, like, 3 a.m. saying, "You okay?" Or, "Hey." It was "Hey." And I put back the next morning when I got up, "Hey, babe, everything okay?" She put back, "Hi, hon, everything okay? What's up?" As if I messaged her first. I love her that much. I can't remember the full context of the messages, but basically she messaged me first. I messaged her to check she was all right. And then she was like, as if nothing had happened.
And then it becomes this awkward situation that you walk around.
I was like, please, you're like my childhood
icon.
She's
a big Lorraine fan. She's coming to deck.
She's cool. When she did her little tour last year around all the prides doing all of the Lisa Scott Lee deep cuts, I was like, chef's kiss.
Yeah, she did. She did Manchester last year and she had the Hun hat.
Oh yeah,
the Hun hen party hat. And she looked
from Etsy.
Fab. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
she was such a professional.
Yeah. We love you, Lisa, wherever you are.
Lisa.
If you're in Dubai. So back to the Hun Street box. What is in the Hun Street box this week, Electra?
Sorry. I'm dying. Right. This week in the Hun Street box is, oh, I can't get it, me acrylics.
I'm kind of excited but nervous. It feels small.
Yeah, it
yeah. I'm still talking about
it grows in the warmth.
Is a celebrity workout DVD and it's the one and only Claire Sweeney, fellow Scouser.
Obsessed.
So we find things from the past, and this is what we found. Like, celebrity workout DVDs are so Hun, but the Claire Sweeney Perfect Fit Weight Watchers one.
This is in association with Weight Watchers. Oh my God, I grew up in Weight Watchers clubs. My mum.
Yeah.
Was a Weight Watcher.
Same.
My mum was not just a Weight Watcher. She was weighing them people, them other bitches, getting the money. I grew up playing with the other chubby mum's kids. Do you know what I mean? Me and all the other chubby mum's kids were hanging out. There's no wonder I've got a problem with food. When I was sad, what did I get? A Mackey's. When I was good, what did I get? A Mackey's.
Yep.
So this is going to come in handy.
This is the Claire Sweeney workout. Wait, it's funny you should say that, because did, like, your parents, my mum used to, like, cycle between, like, Weight Watchers and Slim Fast, and there was, like, Slim Fast, and what was the other one? Slimming World with the Sins and the Red Day, Green Day. Yeah.
This, if anyone doesn't know, this is the OG Ozempic.
Yeah.
Well.
What?
You were going to out me for being on Ozempic, weren't you?
You're not on Ozempic.
I am. I'm on Mounjaro. Well,
I'm back on the Ozempic.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, is
where'd you get your money from?
Where'd
you get your Ozempic from?
No, do you know what it was?
People message me all the time asking me where to get Ozempic. Well, you just get it. I'm not the fuck. Google it.
Yeah.
Google it.
You get it from Superdrug.
Yeah.
So I got Mounjaro because Ozempic used to make me feel a bit sick, and I was like, oh, this is a bit expensive. I'll see if I can find something. And then I got all caught up with the buying process, and now I've got 2 pens of Wegovy, which is basically a Ozempic. Yeah, so I'm just basically cycling between the two at the moment.
You do feel like shit.
Yeah, it's the acid reflux.
It's the acid reflux. It's the shit in yourself. Yeah. People don't talk enough about it.
I haven't shit myself
the bed.
Yet. Yeah.
I was in my dressing gown the other week, and my boyfriend was at work. Thank fuck.
A little brown bullet pops down your trousers.
Darling, it weren't a brown bullet, my love. Not another one. Oh. It was a big old.
Was it? Evacuate the dance floor.
Bitch, the worst bit was the dog came over, sniffed it, and she laid a log thinking this must be where we go now. So I was then balking and being sick. This probably won't make the show, but anyway. Back to the DVDs. You don't shit yourself on these.
So did you ever do any did you ever do any celebrity workout DVDs when you were growing up?
I'm not going to lie, I didn't.
No.
But I'm very used to Davina's 10 minute.
Yeah.
What was she called? 10 minute. Tom, Davina's 10 minute Tom. And I love Davina. She would be like, it was so unhinged. I think Davina's, I don't mean to be rude to Claire, top tier.
Yeah, I mean, Claire dabbled. She dabbled.
I mean, who's that one from Coddy? She had one.
Yeah,
I did a deep dive on these this morning.
Did you?
Over breakfast. Colleen Nolan.
Yeah.
She has like 7 of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
7 DVDs.
There's a Letitia Dean one. There's a Nadia from Big Brother Salsa Size one.
I love her.
What was it? Nadia's was. Hers was something about. Was it about a little. It was like a cha cha workout. But do you remember Tracy Shaw from Coronation Street? She had Salsa Size. Salsicized, that was a big one. And then there was Zoe Lucker from Footballers' Wives, who had the little black dress one. They all had you one. Were...
No one's ever asked me.
what would the Danny Beard workout look like?
Mine would be you open your phone, take your finger and pop it on the app, and now tap, 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 run down to the door. McDonald's!
that's pretty much my life anyway. That's pretty much my life. Right, okay. We are ploughing through the show today and it's now time to find out what we have voted So Hun this week. But before we do that, I've forgotten to ask you, Danny.
Yes.
What have you brought for us this week that is So Hun?
It's two options.
Two options. Let's go for it.
One is a physical object I've brought with me that I recently bought.
Right, I can see it.
And it's a rhinestone. Oh, it's got a pube on. It's a rhinestone pen. Anything rhinestone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's Hun.
Mm-hmm. That is.
And it's like a subtle Hun. It's like, is this person a Hun? Hang on, they just need to sign something. Like an autograph.
What's that?
You could be in business casual and then all of a sudden, straight up to Hun vibes.
And I mean, there's a lot of lights in here. You can't probably see just how glittery
it's
this
gorgeous.
Is. But when there's not many.
Where did you get it from?
Where'd you get your pen from?
I got this in Spain in Ale Hop, which is quite...
I love the one with the cow.
Bitch, it's got a cow outside.
Cow and the bell.
Cow and the bell. This is just because I had the physical object, but something I actually wanted to speak to you today about, and I've...
Lay it on the line.
I've just got receipts. I've got pictures. I've got screenshots.
Timelines.
And this isn't spoken about enough.
Go on.
But this is something, when you go to someone's house, it's like the first signifier. They've not even opened the fucking door yet.
Exactly what
it's a slogan doormat.
Oh.
Okay, and some of them, welcome-ish. Depends who you are, though, and how long you want to stay. Imagine having that on your front door. I mean, some Hun things repulse me, and some Hun things, like, I've got to be on board with.
Where are you on board or repulsed by this?
It depends what
it's fine
says.
Line.
I've got one outside.
Good vibes only. Youngish Hun.
Yeah.
Youngish Hun.
That's like, that's like...
You might not have everything crushed velvet grey in the house. Mm. There might be a bit of Kim Kardashian going through the decor. I found some... I mean, if it's got Disney on it.
Yeah. I have this thing, and I think I've said this before. The Disney font in a non-Disney setting makes my skin crawl.
It's like, not right.
It's not right.
Disney it's like, font. Get off the playground, granddad. You ain't welcome.
And when they've got it going up the stairs, in this house, we do Disney.
Yeah, it's like... Or people who have Disney Christmas trees.
Oh,
Grow up.
It's that girl... No, actually.
Go on.
It's that blonde, bleached blonde girl... with the army husband who loves the Disney.
Oh, we love Disney in our ass.
We love Disney, us.
Honestly.
This one is quite Hun and I love it though. Lose the shoes.
Lose the shoes?
Yeah. Lose the shoes. It's a slogan doormat, no pricks allowed. I mean,
that's
quite good. Have
you got one outside your house?
Yes, I do. And I'll show you it if you wish. This is a personalised one. So you can go on and you put in, when you're with your bae, we could have like, our own one.
Oh, that's cute.
We need one like, for the studio door.
Yeah.
Electra beard.
Oh, here we go. This is the ultimate. Knock, knock. It's Gin O'Clock.
Oh,
Diane
from the Traitors. Yes. That's a Diane from the Traitors.
So it's them. I quite like
I them. Actually think, yes. If you've got one outside your house or you've seen an amazing one on your travels or around the towns and everything, let us know in the comments what that is. But Electra, what's yours?
Mine? What, my item that I've brought?
No, your thing outside your house.
Oh, mine's a RuPaul one.
It's not.
Yeah, I got it in a Secret Santa.
It's time to let go.
Now, I think everybody that does Drag Race has something in their house
that
to
is
do
stolen
with
stolen from the studio.
Well, yes, that. Yeah. I've got, and it actually costs more to have it framed than it did to buy. I've got a Tube Stop poster of when she appeared on, is it Letterman? Rude appeared on a show to promote her single Supermodel in 1993 or 1994. And it's a Tube Stop poster from New York.
It's big.
It's massive. And she's practically life size. And it was about 40, 50 quid that I bid on. And it was like 400 quid to be fair.
Yeah.
But I love it. It's so, it's not too... tacky.
Yeah, I brought something this week.
Go on.
It's a gift for you, but I think you will love it. you will love it.
I'm Scouse.
I feel like you're, yeah, this is why you'll love it, because you're probably brought up on it like me.
What is it?
Oh my God, is it Mad Dog 2020?
Is it Super Noodles? Okay, Kathy.
I know what it is.
All right, okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. No, I'm not doing it. I know exactly what that is.
Open it. Get over the fear, calf.
So if you watched last week's episode, I have a genuine irrational fear of tinned meat, and I know that this is...
Spam!
Oh. No, absolutely not. That's
can I just say, this is massive in Asia.
Is it?
My auntie's Cantonese. She's not my real auntie. She's exactly like you imagine. Yeah. You know, you and your hun mum as a hun
yes,
mate.
Yes, best mate. Best now you've got to call her
auntie Jane. And when she goes to visit her mum in China, she fills the suitcase with Spam. Even though they sell it there, she wants it bought from a British supermarket.
I love it. What about corned beef?
Love it. No, corned beef it. Hash, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Smash it up with mashed potato and put some beans on it. What's wrong with it?
It's any meat in a tin is just, it's an absolute, it literally knocks me sick.
She won't be saying that if we all have to go and live in a bunker.
Well, this is
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll be like, give me all the tinned meat.
Yeah, give me that tinned meat, daddy.
Annoying bit about that is that the key, you know, the key with the hole in it.
I don't open it. I think it's always handy to have a boyfriend that can do that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's nails, isn't it, as well, with all of the...
I'm a lazy drag queen. I always wear a glove. Hide the hand.
We just never know where your hand's going to end up.
If you don't want it, I'm absolutely going to take that. I'm staying in a service department for 5 days in London. This will come in handy.
This is it. We're always sorting out our guests with the most wonderful gifts. So, as you know, every week on the podcast, we recap on everything that we've spoken about that we think is so hun, and then we ask one of them to take a bow, and that will be crowned so hun this week. So, to recap huns, we have spoken about vanilla vodka and Coke Zero, which I think should be the new hun drink.
Oh, so good.
We've spoken about Scouse huns. We've done a massive, massive deep dive on on the mystical being that is P. Louise. We've spoken about Lisa Scott Lee. We've spoken about Weight Watchers. We've spoken about rhinestones. We've spoken about slogan doormats. So, Electra, what are you going to choose to be so hun this week?
It's just because I want to be on their PR list. I'm going to go for P. Louise, baby. Get that lip gloss, get that key ring.
She's always hustling.
So conceited.
Danny, I know.
You could have just not said about the PR list.
Don't ask, don't get.
Danny?
Oh, I think it's got to be Lisa Scott Lee. Yeah, she's a queen.
It's got to be Lisa Scott Lee.
All the vanilla vodka. But I mean, I live and breathe that drink. That is on my riser, and if you've not tried it, don't even have an opinion on it until you have. I don't want to hear it.
Because I am new to the, like, 6 weeks in on the vanilla vodka and Coke Zero train, I think that should be so hun this week. So vanilla vodka and Coke Zero.
What if P. Louise did like a vanilla vodka?
She's probably
glass?
On it. She's probably up there cooking up a cooking up a vat of vodka as we speak. So, Danny, thank you so much for joining us on That So Hun this week. We've enjoyed all the anecdotes and
it's
all of the behind
by,
the scenes. I know. We've had a good old...
I've had the best time. Thanks for having me so much.
Do you want to just remind everybody where they can get tickets for your upcoming tour?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Promote. Just go on. So just type in Danny Beard, Straight Expectations, and you'll find it. Yep. Fucking, it's easy enough. I'm on tour. It's going to be fun. Come and see it. Done.
Fabulous.
My management will be happy. I was just here for the chat.
You're
and the
just
spam.
Your chat and the spam. We wish you all the best on the tour. Can't wait to come and see it. But to leave us this week, we're going to ask Electra to play us out with a hunspirational quote to give us some hunspiration this week. What have you got for us, Electra?
This week's quote is, "You either run the day or the day runs you."
Get that on a slogan mat outside your door. There we are. Until next time, goodbye!
That was such a nice quote.
Fuck off.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you follow in at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take a Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.